Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
But let's talk about the NBA, and I wrote a column today for Deadspin.com, Jonas, and I don't think it was a prisoner of the moment or just, you know, reacting to what I thought was a big game. We saw the Phoenix Suns in Brooklyn taking on the Nets. Phoenix has played well all year, second seed in the West. People still don't buy into them, even though Chris Paul has joined them, a veteran guy who's done a lot. But the Nets win again. And Kyrie Irving had 34 points, led the Nets. You know, all the talk was about Durant, and for good reason, I get it. He had missed three games, Jonas, came off the bench, didn't start, had 33 points in 28 minutes. Every time this guy's out for any time, he comes back, and he looks like he's brand new. Am I right?
Yeah,
I mean,
no, when he came back from the Achilles, I think we talked about this before. It was like he never hurt his Achilles.
Right.
Like, I was expecting some sort of a slow build-up and some sort of, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't know. Anthony Davis has been back, and I haven't been totally impressed by it. Kevin Durant came back, and he looks like the same player when he left. So, yeah, it's been really impressive.
It really has. But the other thing, I think, and this is the column that I wrote, Kyrie Irving is the Nets MVP this year. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear it. He's taking sabbaticals during the season, Jonas. Every time something's going on, this is the guy most people don't want to take seriously because he said the earth is flat. He doesn't understand why Christmas is a holiday. All that kind of stuff. And people kind of discount this guy. This is a guy who played 11 games at Duke, Jonas, and was the number one overall pick after 11 games. And when he's out there, he doesn't cheat you. He plays hard. He wants to win. I know he's only played in 44 of their games this year. I think he's missed 17. Some of those games were rest games. But Jonas, look at the numbers and what he's done. Is shooting over 50% for the first time in his NBA career for a season. 92% from the free throw line. I think he has some unbelievable streak. I was too lazy to count, but I think he's made like 30 some odd in a row or what. I don't even know what the number is, but I was looking at his free throw line and I didn't see any misses, but I was like, I'm not counting him. I'm sorry. He just hasn't missed in a while. But am I a prisoner of the moment and should Kyrie? I'm not MVP of the league, but I think he's held it together. They've had guys in and out of the lineup, all kinds of Harden's hurt. Durant's been hurt twice. And Kyrie and the Nets just keep winning. I think Kyrie's the MVP of this team.
All right, here's the problem I have with it. We're rewarding him for doing what he should always be doing, and that's playing and playing at a high level. What we know Kyrie Irving for, and people can, you know, bring up the earth is flat and that stuff, and they do quite often, but what we know Kyrie Irving for, just to sum it up, guy's a little bit of a flake. I mean, he's kind of a flake. He's a little bit of a flaky guy. He looks at things differently. I've always said this about Kyrie Irving. He's like the guy who reads a book in the middle of a party. It's a weird look. It doesn't make sense. Everybody's socializing, and you want to look different and be different and try and give the perception that you think and do things differently than everybody else. And he tries really, really hard to pass that on. And when he's out there, he's an amazing talent. I think Chris Broussard has said it, and I've heard him on this show and other shows on Fox Sports 1, in which he said, maybe the best ball handler of all time. Like, when people are talking about Steph Curry and a great ball handler, Kyrie Irving is unbelievable what he does with the basketball. Insane talent, crazy talent. Nobody ever doubts that. Nobody ever has any issues with that. What they've got issues with is his availability. If it's not injury, it's emotional. There's always something going on with him, and you're just waiting for when he needs to take a couple of days off because something happened and he needs a personal day, or he needs to get away for a little bit. And it's great to have him out there. He's stepping up while James Harden is out, and he's providing really good play at a high level for this team when they need it so they can hold on to that one seed and keep moving into the playoffs when Kevin Durant gets more and more healthy and James Harden comes back. But it's like we're rewarding the guy for something he should always be doing. It's like somebody who comes up to you and says, hey, man, guess what? What's that? I didn't get a DUI this weekend. You're not supposed to. Like, what do you mean? What am I supposed to, like, throw you a rave because you didn't get a deuce this weekend? You're not supposed to get one. So, great player, immense talent. I love watching him play, but I don't know how the hell you can depend on that guy because he always seems to go off the rails at some point.
Well, you can depend on him because I've seen it. I've seen him in the NBA Finals knock down a huge three-pointer, which sealed and gave the Cavaliers a stunning comeback.
Rob,
and
what do you mean? LeBron was the reason they won that finals.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Come on.
He was on the bus, but Kyrie was driving. And I'll say this. I'm going to take it a step further. As great as Steph is playing, I think I would take Kyrie over Steph. I know people don't want to hear that.
Ooh.
I'm dead serious because Steph makes a lot of shots. You know, my biggest complaint, Jonas, is that he doesn't make shots in the clutch.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I would take
that's
Kyrie
a really good one.
Over yeah. Steph.
Here's the only reason I would lean, man, that's a really, really tough one. Because my initial reaction would, well, I would take Steph Curry because I can depend on him more. But then I think, well, Steph Curry's also dealt with injuries too. I mean, injuries have been a problem in Steph Curry's career also. So I that's a really, really good one. I would still, just from the personality, emotional standpoint, I would still probably lean Steph Curry. But if you wanted to argue Kyrie Irving, it would make a ton of sense to me.
I get it. Steph is more has more accolades. He's won, you know, two MVPs, he's considered by some, not me, the greatest shooter of all time, all that kind of stuff. But there's something about Kyrie and something about the year he's put together that has been magical to me. And I'm not so worried. And this is the thing when people are so worked up about, they don't want to give him his credit, as Charlie Hayes used to say with the Yankees. He doesn't want to give him his credit because because of the games that he's missed. And my argument or my pushback, Jonas, is if the Nets aren't complaining, then I ain't complaining. And you know when a team is tired of antics, what do? They sick the dogs on you. Do you remember Kawhi when they finally had enough down there in San Antonio?
Oh, yeah.
And they had Parker and Ginobili rip them publicly. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, that was bad. That was really bad. It was Popovich. And look, I can't confirm this, and I don't know if anybody's been able to confirm this, but it felt like Greg Popovich went to some veterans and said,
yes,
why don't you go take care of this publicly?
100%. You never saw that, and then that was the beginning of the end, obviously, there. But I'm serious. I know people look at this team, and at one point, James Harden was leading the Nets, was playing great. Kevin Durant's been in and out, so it's hard to think of him as the MVP, although, Jonas, he's the best player on the team. But it's twofold here. Do you think Kyrie Irving is the MVP of the Nets, which I do now? But more importantly, which point guard would you rather have right now, Kyrie Irving or Steph Curry, as you try to win a championship? I know Steph is playing two guard now, right?
Yeah.
Because
I would say the MVP of the Nets. Oh, geez, man.
Is it Harden?
But he's missed too much time now. Like, that's – and look, this is a
But then
discussion.
That could be the argument for Kyrie. He's missed 17 games.
Exactly. And this is – look, for people that are just disqualifying players this year because they missed time out of the MVP race, I got news for you. Everybody's missed time this year in the MVP race.
Except outside for Jokic.
Right. Yeah, outside of Jokic, everybody's missed time here. The MVP, I would probably lean – oh gosh!
Let me throw the number out. You think it out, Mister.
Yes.
On the middle, on the fence. All right, you'll get off the fence.
Listen, I'll get off the fence. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to put it back in the holster. I don't even want to deal with it. But I would still lean James Harden, and I would still lean Steph Curry in the battle between him and Kyrie Irving.
All right, let's talk about it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Team that's really pulling the strings at the top of the draft is not the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are picking one. It's not even the New York Jets, who are picking two. It's the San Francisco 49ers, who now, after a trade with Miami several weeks back, is picking three. And the rumblings out of the NFL, Ian Rappaport and others were the first to report on this on Sunday, that the 49ers have narrowed down their decision in what feels like either Mac Jones or Trey Lance. That is where they're going. It is no longer Justin Fields. There's been some switching of the odds back and forth. One guy favored to go number three, the other guy. Kyle Shanahan admitting they're taking a quarterback with the number three pick. There's a lot of angles to this. What happens to Jimmy Garoppolo? Kyle Shanahan with a very interesting remark about Jimmy Garoppolo's future with the 49ers, saying, I can't promise you anybody's going to be alive on Sunday, let alone on this roster, in so many words. So it's very interesting here. This is what
you know
I think is happening.
Garoppolo must feel like you're out to dinner with a porn star and everybody's pointing at you. You know what
I mean? Yeah,
like,
it must
like
be.
Something going on.
It must be. Like, I wouldn't know personally, but yeah, it must be exactly like that. You know what I'll give Jimmy Garoppolo credit for, though? Have you ever heard him go public with his displeasure? Ever one time?
No, you don't need to. If they were paying me the loot that he got after he had played six games in the NFL, what is there to complain about? Seriously, just they don't want me, you'll go somewhere else. All the guy's done for his sample size, I know it isn't that big, but go look at his record, Jonas.
Exactly.
All the guy's done is one.
Agreed.
Took it to the Super Bowl, and if they called the right plays in the fourth quarter, up by 10 with 8 minutes to go, and ran the damn football, he might be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Seriously.
By the way, Rob, for all the love Patrick Mahomes gets, Jimmy Garoppolo outplayed him for 3.5 quarters
Yes.
in the Super Bowl. So we can sit here and just look at the final score, or we can sit here and actually tell the whole tale and the whole story. And Jimmy Garoppolo is the better quarterback for majority of that game. But you're in a spot now to where he appears to be on the way out at some point. They're going to be taking a quarterback. Kyle Shanahan alluded to it. This whole, we're not sure yet who we're going to take. It could be Trey Lance. It could be Mac Jones. I think it's complete garbage. I think it's BS. I think you don't make the move unless you're pretty sure that your guy is going to be there at number three. And they knew their guy was going to be there at number three because they probably made a call to the Jets and their former assistant, Robert Saleh, and said, who are you guys taking it to? Well, we're taking Zach Wilson. Okay, cool. We don't want him, but we want to make sure our guy is going to be available, and that's why they got the deal done with the Miami Dolphins. This feels like pre-draft garbage, pre-draft rumors, and they're playing with the media and pulling strings here or there. I'm not buying it for a second. I think Mac Jones is going to be the pick. Right or wrong, they're going with system guy over upside in some other places like Justin Fields and a Trey Lance, but it feels like this is Mac Jones and the 49ers are playing games. I'm calling
shenanigans. I don't know why they're playing. Who are they playing games with if you're third and you know who the first two picks are? I don't understand. Like, who, what? What? Why even bother with that?
Exactly.
If you were four, and there was somebody who, and a chance could take, if the first four picks were going to be quarterbacks, and your guy was trending to be three, you know what I'm saying? And you were playing that game, trying to psych out the other team or talk down to the guy you really want or make something like that. But if they're three, And we know who the first two picks are, they should just take who they want.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense to me. This is the one thing about the NFL draft that sometimes the double talk, the storylines, the information, it's just confusing because it makes no sense.
It's crazy. It's totally crazy because they're in the pole position. You're like Jacksonville's not playing games. We're taking Trevor Lawrence. Like we don't.
Right,
like,
they
we,
can't
like,
afford not to.
Exactly,
can you imagine passing on him and this guy being the guy they think he is? I mean, so that's a layup, right?
Yeah,
that's a layup.
And so the 49ers are sitting there, and obviously their guy is there. I don't buy it, but for whatever reason, they're filling the media up with these stories. And this is what I would ask you, because you've been covering the draft for a long time, and I don't know that I can recall, and I've really thought about this. Outside of maybe the combine, but I don't think it's anywhere close. I don't know if I can recall something that has exploded in coverage over the past 15 to 20 years like the NFL draft. I don't think there's even anything close to it. And the reason why I think that ties into this is I think there are so many people that cover the draft now that we're almost getting too much news and too much information to where we can't even keep straight who's what, who's interested in who, what rumor is here. And if you're an NFL team and you just want to throw out smokescreen after smokescreen, you're going to do it. I'm hearing stuff today that the Patriots are going to trade up and take Justin Fields if he's there. Why would Belichick leak that to anybody? Like, why would that even be a story? Like, why would they? I'm hearing the Atlanta.
I totally agree.
It's weird. Like, what you've covered the draft. You've been through all this stuff. You've covered sports for a long time. Doesn't it feel like they're taking advantage of less experienced reporters, and these reporters are giving out news and information that's completely BS, but they just want to report on something, so they're going to run with it?
Absolutely. There's a lot of that going on where years ago, a lot of the stuff wouldn't see. Here's where things change, Jonas. There used to be a time where you had a limited amount of space in your sports section, right?
Yep.
So everything didn't make the paper. You'd have to weigh, like, is this story worthy or is this story worthy? What do we put in the paper? Everything can't make it in. But now with infinite amount of space on the internet, right?
Yep.
You could just throw anything out there and just keep putting information and stuff. So I think that's why there's so much misinformation and so much stuff out there. And then the draft again, like they're acting like they all know, and we know this. We see so many great college quarterbacks, right, who flopped in the NFL.
Yep.
When you saw Vince Young, did you think Vince Young wouldn't be a great NFL quarterback?
Well, here's the thing, and it's to your point, and this is the most important part of all this stuff. It doesn't matter where you go or what you did. It matters where you end up. And if you end up in a place that is not going to build around their quarterback, then you're in a rough spot, man. Lamar Jackson was the last pick of the first round. Sam Darnold was taken third. Josh Rosen was taken, I think, top 10, if I'm not mistaken. Ask yourself, who's been the better NFL quarterback amongst that draft? I mean, come on, man. Like, Baker Mayfield was taken first. Who are you rolling with, Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson next year,
right,
quarterback? I'm taking Lamar Jackson. He's the MVP.
Every day. He was a unanimous MVP. I mean, think about that. And you're right. There's certain guys they look for. Sam Darnold fit the mold that they want in their quarterback? Do you know what I mean? There's a prototype, and they can say that they don't want that or they've moved away from that. I don't believe that. I still think if there's a guy there that fits that mold and looks like a quarterback and they want, that's the guy that they want.
And I'll ask this because this is something that we were kind of tossing around before the show. I mean, look, no matter who San Francisco takes at number three, whoever they get is going to end up in a pretty good spot because that's a pretty good roster with a good coach. Although, you know, some would say he's had his issues in big time.
Don't
games.
Expect
no
to win the
it.
Super Bowl. That's the only thing I'll tell them.
Yeah, if you want to win a Super Bowl ring and you've got a lead, probably not the guy you want to play for. But he's recognized as a really good play caller, really good offensive mind, and they do have pieces around him. You could have that and go a pick later, or you can be Zach Wilson and be all the rave in New York and go to the Jets, who new coach, a different quarterback, they're still the same Jets. And I'm looking at this team going, all right, I understand that Zach Wilson came out of nowhere and he's all the rave and he makes all these throws and does all these great things, but it's kind of weird that we never heard of Zach Wilson really to this level before this past year. And then all of a sudden the Jets are going to draft him and he's going to be the guy to turn around the organization. You need help. And I still think amongst the quarterbacks going at the top of the draft, if you're ranking who's got the worst situation and who's going to be put in a position to fail, I think it's Zach Wilson. I think the Jets are a bad spot for him. That's a bad landing spot. And if I'm the quarterback going one or three, I'm glad I'm not going to the Jets. But I want no part of it.
I get it. Even though the Jets did go to the AFC Championship game twice under Rex Ryan, I know that seems like a million years ago, but I understand because they've had so many changes and so many bad coaches and general managers and not knowing what they're doing and not putting people in places to, you know, in positions to win. So I do hear that, but I think, you know, when you talk about, like, why guys jump up and all of a sudden, when we haven't heard much about them and then all of a sudden they're the flavor of the month, all you need is one guy to fall in love with you.
Yep.
That's all you need, and that's the guy who's making the pick, right? The general manager or that coach with that power. That's all you need no matter what you've done, no matter what's happened. And if they decide that you're their guy, they'll make it happen.
Yeah, well, it's like if you go back to why the Bears moved up a spot to take Trubisky, the story behind that was they had a pre-draft visit with him. They wanted to go to dinner. They said, "Hey, be quiet about it, but this is a true story. This is how crazy some of the decision making is in the NFL and why guys are taken in spots that they're taken." The Bears told Mitch Trubisky, make a reservation at a restaurant. He made a reservation at some steakhouse in North Carolina. And they said, but keep it discreet. So Trubisky, knowing he was meeting with the Bears, under the reservation, he put his name down as Jim McMahon. And the Bears thought it was hilarious. They thought, oh my God, this guy gets it. He's got a great personality. And then they go out to the parking lot and he was driving around his grandma's car because he didn't have a car of his own. And the Bears fell in love with the person. And that's why they took him over guys like Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Like that, like that's what we're talking about here.
No, right. But that's what I'm saying about that one guy.
Yes,
all you gotta do is fool those
100%.
Guys. And that's why I was saying the thing about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
You could just lie to him. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You could just lie to him. Oh, nothing matters. You know, I lost those two games in college. I didn't sleep for a week after either one of those losses. Oh, they love that guy.
Yeah,
oh, that
course.
Guy. He didn't sleep.
Of course.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. Says all the right things. Like he's got all the answers. So, yeah, so this is the whole thing is bizarre.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, let's switch to baseball. Can we do that?
I've been wanting to for 3 hours. I don't know why you don't like baseball.
I love baseball, and I'll tell you, that four-game series, we already saw it, and Jonas and I text over the weekend during the four-game series over the Fernando Tatis Jr. performance at Dodger Stadium. The Padres won 3 out of 4. Some exciting games, Jonas. He became the first shortstop. What did he hit? 5 home runs in the 4-game series.
Awesome.
First shortstop to ever do it. This guy's shoulder was hanging like from a meat hook 2 weeks ago. I mean, I just cannot get over it. I thought we had lost him. And when I say we, baseball, for 2 or 3 months, you know, with the shoulder. And did you see, Jonas, he's changed his batting stance and the grip to hold the bat with both hands and still knocking the ball out of the park at record distances. I mean, Jonas texts me, the dude is a ridiculous stud I've ever seen. So to start a career.
Listen, everybody sort of looked at the Padres like, what are you doing giving them that type of contract? Let me tell you something, man. The Padres, they could end up looking at this thing. I think that's going to be a deal that that Tatis is going to be happy with at the beginning and the Padres are going to be happy with at the end. Because Tatis, you're going to look back on that deal and go, man, that's a hell of a deal for San Diego based on what this guy's got the potential to turn out to be.
But he's only 22 and they gave you $300 million, and you know – Jonas, this ain't the NFL. He's going to get every nickel.
All of it. He's going to get every penny of it. And he lives in San Diego. Guy's a stud. And you know how, look, in Major League Baseball, like, are there more superstitious athletes than Major League Baseball players?
No.
Remember Turk Wendell? He used to pitch in the majors. He used to brush his teeth and then eat black licorice between innings. Like, very superstitious. Guys have certain routines.
Don't you remember Wade Boggs with the Red Sox used to eat chicken every day?
Yes, yes. And so you have these certain routines you go through.
I think the streak was broken, though, from Polo Loco? Because... because he went there, they charged him an extra 15 cents for a Diet Coke.
By the way, for our listeners on the iHeartRadio app in Jalisco and Guadalajara, Mexico, I apologize for Rob butchering the name. It's El Pollo Loco. What's wrong with you?
What is it? El Pollo Loco? Is that it?
Unbelievable.
I can't remember the name of it. El Pollo Loco.
It's El Pollo Loco, not Loco Polo.
And what is that? Loco chicken? What does that mean?
It's crazy chicken. That's
crazy chicken. Yeah, a crazy Diet Coke, too. But go ahead.
Well, I mean, let's double check. Rob Guerra, who is actually Fernando Tatis' stunt double, if he had dreadlocks. Rob Guerra, it's crazy chicken, right? That's El Pollo Loco?
That is correct, Jonas. And I will say that I think Rob Parker would know how to pronounce it if he hadn't been boycotting them for 2.5 years because they raised the drink prices 10 cents.
That's right. And I haven't been back.
Listen, there are hills to die on, and then there's that. And you apparently have chosen that one, Rob Parker, because they raised the price 12 cents on their Diet Coke.
That's all right.
Polo Locos.
Well, Rob, more bad news for you, though. I know you've been out of the studio for a hot minute now due to the pandemic. They also raised the prices of the Diet Cokes in the vending machines here in the studio. They are now 85 cents.
I'm not buying another one. That's outrageous. I'm done with that. All right, I'm done. When I get back in the studio 5 years from now, all right, I'm done.
but here's, you know, the thing about Tatis and changing the swing, you know, he's had the same swing and stance and all that for a long time. He pops his shoulder out. There's discussions that he might be out maybe for the year. And what does he do? He just decides, okay, I'll just use a different swing, and then comes back and starts hitting monster shots at Dodger Stadium against really good pitching. It's not like he's pitching. And then you got Trevor Bauer, who's bitching about, well, he was stealing a sign, and he was like, all right, man, whatever. Like, you want to go with that, then go with that all you want. I think this guy is fantastic for Major League Baseball. I have not been this interested in April baseball, and in particular a rivalry, despite what the Dodgers say, in a long time, Rob.
I agree with that. I've watched all seven games, Jonas, and I've enjoyed them. I really have. But one thing that's out there is you just mentioned Trevor Bauer, who, you know, with his antics and celebrations, and Tatis was letting it go. He was celebrating doing dances on the base pass. I mean, as he ran around hitting home runs, because I think he had two off of Bauer, didn't he?
Yep.
And they asked Trevor Bauer about it, and he didn't have an issue with it, but I'm sure there's some old school people who aren't that happy with a guy celebrating off the, you know, bad fortune of a pitcher. Where are you on this? I think it's refreshing. And it was great to hear Trevor Bauer say that he wasn't bothered by it. You know, like if you don't want the guy to celebrate, strike him out. Get him out.
Yeah, there's a lot to not like about Trevor Bauer, to be honest. He's a little obnoxious. He tries a little hard. Look, man, I think you're disqualified from trash talk when you cut your hand playing with a drone before a playoff game like he did with the Indians. I think you're disqualified for the rest of your career, but he runs his mouth and he does his thing and he tries to stir up controversy. But him coming out, being the pitcher who got taunted with Tatis doing it twice, where he turned to the dugout and covered one eye because Bauer was doing that in spring training, and then he did the little Conor McGregor walk that Bauer does as he was walking back into the dugout on the second home run he hit off him. The fact that Trevor Bauer, the guy getting taunted, is coming back afterwards saying, no, I think it's great, man. When I struck out Hosmer, I pretended like I was putting a sword back in
my
pocket.
Did you see that? Right.
Yes. And then Hosmer did it to him, and they were laughing about it. Like, if you want to grow this thing – It's the adapt or die mentality. Baseball is a great game. It's a fun event to go to live. But the problem has been people look at it and go, all right, but where are the highlights? Where are the stars? Where are the – you've got it right here. I mean, look at Shohei Ohtani. He's not pitching all that great tonight.
He's a stud.
Absolute stud. Fantastic watch. Like, look at – just in Southern California, look at all the great players you get to watch just in Southern California. Open up, broaden your horizons. There are stars in other places. It's not just Yankees, Red Sox like it was back in the day. And the sooner baseball comes around to that, I think the better off the game is. I really do.
And I think Tatis Jr., you know what? A friend of mine who is a Dodger fan said, like, he hates the Giants because, you know, that's their real rivalry against the Giants. But said, I can't. It's hard for me to hate the Padres. Like the style of baseball they're playing. We saw this, Jonas. They stole 5 bases on Saturday and another 5 on Sunday. Who's stealing bases anymore? Tatis is stealing bases.
It's great. It's like if you're watching an NFL game and you see a bunch of motion on the field, doesn't it just grab your eyes?
Yeah.
Like, you're watching a game, you're going, oh, there's a guy in motion here, there's a guy out the flank here, another receiver. Like, it grabs your eyes. You're more paying more attention because there's something's busy and it's happening on the screen. The Padres are stealing 5 bags a game against the Dodgers. Like moving around, manufacturing runs along with all the other talent they've got on the roster. And you and I said this at the time, And a lot of people criticized them, and they criticized the Phillies. When they went out and gave those big contracts to Machado and Bryce Harper, you remember we were on the air, and we said, good for them, man.
Yeah.
This isn't dumb money. Good for them. They're out actually spending. And those are two markets where you're looking at going, well, they haven't won in a while, so at least they're making an effort. And now the Padres look like a legitimate contender in the National League. They still got to tighten some things up, obviously, and they're going to get some guys back healthy. But if you're a blowhard Dodger fan and you want to continue to dismiss them as little brother like the Lakers were doing to the Clippers for a long time and still do, that fan base got a rude awakening this weekend at L.A.
No doubt. And here's the other thing. Do you know the Padres pitching ERA is lower than the Dodgers? And the Dodgers are loaded, I mean, pitching-wise. Yep. So that says a lot.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.